Hi, Betty. I wanted to give you a little bit of feedback on your tech-tac-toe assignment. Your QR alphabet flashcards, I absolutely loved those. And I think part of what was so good about them is I was able to actually see them. You brought in samples and demonstrated how they worked. Great idea. Loved it. It's definitely something that could be used with students in a center independently. And it's absolutely one that I'm going to share with some of my teachers here at school. So I'll have to try and catch you and see if you can give me one or two sample cards that you'd be willing to give up or send me the QR codes to so that I can show my teachers how to create them. Your Wordle was also good, done on the bear hunt poem. And I liked in your explanation for Glogster how you talked about the lesson plans, that substitutes could use this, or it also could be used for your parents as well. And I know you mentioned during your actual presentation that you had a Word document. I can't find it on your blog, but I could be just missing it here. But I did have it in my notes from the day you presented. So overall, you received 12 out of the 15 total points. Where some of the points were lost a little bit came into the blog entries. They were supposed to be three separate entries, and a couple of them seemed a little rushed. The QR flash cards seemed pretty good. I didn't really find any errors in that, even though I would have loved to have had you explain a little bit more about the process of creating the cards. You did list the QR code service that you use, the QR generator, so that was good. And you also did do the alphabet template, so teachers will definitely appreciate that. There were a lot of errors in the Wordle entry. It looked like maybe you kind of went too fast on it. And same thing with Glogster. There weren't necessarily typos in that one, but you didn't really go really in-depth in terms of the tool. You talked about a little bit if it was harder once you needed to get it posted on your blog and your website. I get that. But again, remember the main purpose of it is to be able to explain to someone who was not in the room with us to see your presentation, you know, basically your thoughts on it. But still, overall, I really liked your samples, and I really hope that they are something you'll use with students in the future. Thanks.